I sense a plot to destroy the Jedi.
Welcome to A Conspiracy in the Force, the show where we examine parallel conspiracies in a galaxy far, far away, in a galaxy not so far away. The show is designed as an introduction to modern-day conspiracy theories by using Star Wars, one of the most beloved fictional universes, as a point of reference. Let's begin. Welcome to another episode of Conspiracy in the Force. I'm your host, Conspiracy Kyle, and on this episode, I wanted to do something lighthearted and fun. No crazy human sacrifice talk or political ideologies, something non-polarizing. But before we get started, I want to encourage everyone to check out my prior episode, which was a short teaser for a new podcast I'm starting called A Conspiracy in the North. This show will be done in a similar style format as this show you're listening to, but framed around the Game of Thrones universe and its parallels to our world. And don't worry, this show is not going anywhere. I have a lot of great things lined up. And let's be honest, I could talk Star Wars all day. Just ask my wife. Actually, don't do that. Her eyes can only roll so far back in her head. But I digress. Episode 25. The Mandalorian Effect. On this episode, let's talk about our memories. We have all had times throughout our lives where we remember something from the past, such as the name of a particular place or thing, a movie quote, etc., where we have remembered the actual facts surrounding it incorrectly. In today's world, this is called the Mandela Effect. It is called this because many people had thought Nelson Mandela, the former president of South Africa, died in the 1980s, whereas he actually lived up until 2013. Some people recall news articles, TV shows, and other media outlets talking about his death back in the 80s, but they must have misremembered somehow. It's kind of strange. It does seem crazy, doesn't it? How do our collective minds think a similar incorrect thing without having a discussion about it? Here are some examples from our popular culture, and then we will discuss Star Wars examples. Everyone who was a kid in the 80s and 90s remembers the Berenstain Bears series of books, and they were wildly popular. But if someone asked you right now to spell the word Berenstain, how would you do it? Like most people, you would probably end it with S-T-E-I-N, right? Well, that's actually wrong. It is actually S-T-A-I-N. Like the word stain. But no one remembers it that way, and it's hard to tell why. Maybe it's because how people pronounce it with that S-T-E-I-N, stein, sound? Who knows, but this was a big one for me, and it did kind of blow my mind when I thought about it. Even for an 8th grade spelling champion like myself. Humble brag. Remember Monopoly? Yeah, you know that game you used to play with your dad, and he was super competitive, and would skip your turn if you weren't paying attention, and steal all the good properties? Or was that just me? Anyways, back to my point. When you think of the outside box of the Monopoly game, or even the game itself, the board, etc., what do you think of when you see the Monopoly Man, or as he's really called, Rich Uncle Pennybags? You immediately think he has a monocle. A little glass monocle over his eye. Funny enough, though, he never actually had one. So why do we remember it that way? Another one is the Oscar Mayer Company. You know, the hot dog company. Fills their hot dogs with great stuff. A lot of people think the Mayer is spelled M-E-Y-E-R. But actually, it's M-A-Y-E-R. Same with the JCPenney clothing store. There are actually two E's in Penny. P-E-N-N-E-Y. It's not written out like the penny, like the coin. Now let's talk about movies and movie quotes. This is where it gets really interesting. The 1994 vampire film with Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise is commonly referred to as Interview with a Vampire. But that's not what it's called. It's actually called Interview with the Vampire. Why do we remember it that way? I don't know. And then everyone always quotes the line, "Life is like a box of chocolates," from Forrest Gump. But in the actual movie, the line is in the past tense. Forrest Gump says life was like a box of chocolates. I don't know, maybe I'm wondering if maybe the southern accent made us hear the is instead of was. Who knows. And then going way back to the movie Snow White, everybody always says when you talk about Snow White, there's a line where the evil queen says, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all?" But that's actually never said. The line goes, "Magic mirror on the wall." Another one too. The HBO show title, Sex in the City. It's not called Sex in the City, it's called Sex and the City. I mean, I guess both could be happening simultaneously. I don't know. Ask my wife. She loves that show. One of the quirkiest Mandela effects of all time is about a movie that never actually existed called Shazam. People are claiming that there was a movie with comedian Sinbad as a magic genie called Shazam in the early 90s. Well, you know, it was true, Sinbad was all over the place in comedy films and kids' movies in the early 90s. This movie never existed. There was a Shaquille O'Neal movie called Kazam where he was a magic genie. Perhaps this is what people are remembering? But people are specifically referring to Sinbad. Why is that? This effect could also be correlated to events that you've gone through in your life. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been somewhere before and you felt like you had been there before, but you truly hadn't? It's kind of a strange feeling, but many people have had this odd sensation. Is it a false memory? Are we in an alternate universe, or are we being reincarnated with memories of our past lives? Anyone that's seen the HBO show Westworld knows about how the robots in the show had predetermined objectives that they had to achieve or act out, but they were able to tap into some recollection of their past lives and know who they were truly meant to be. This whole alternate reality, dimension shifting conversation, it's too deep and it's beyond the scope of my comprehension. So let's transition now to Star Wars, something I'm a lot more familiar with. After Luke Skywalker crashes his X-Wing into the swamp planet Dagobah in The Empire Strikes Back, he gets out and mentions to R2-D2 that something seems familiar to him about this place. He had never been there before. Hell, he had never been anywhere before, just a few years prior. He was living in a desert wasteland. So why did he have this thought? Visions? Dreams? It's possible. Now let's step out of the Star Wars movies and into our comprehension and recollection of the films. There are many events, lines of dialogue, etc. in the movies that fit this Mandela effect principle. The most popular and widely known is the epic line between Vader and Luke about their family connection. Most people quote the movie using a deep Vader voice and say, "Luke, I am your father." But in actuality, that's not the line. The line is in response to Luke's line about how Vader killed his father, to which Vader responds with, "No, I am your father." The word Luke is not mentioned in the quote. Strange, right? For this Mandela effect, though, I'm squarely placing the blame on the movie Tommy Boy from the 90s, when Chris Farley did say, "Luke, I am your father," into a desk fan for comedic effect. So thank you, Chris. And rest in peace. You were awesome. Some other lesser known Mandela effects from Star Wars. Most associate droid C-3PO with being a golden bronze color. But people don't realize that when you first meet him on Princess Leia's ship at the beginning of Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, one of his legs was silver. Did you know that? Go back and watch, it's pretty weird. Another one. Most people attribute the line, "May the Force be with you" to Obi-Wan Kenobi in the original film. But he never says that exact line. He says the following things, which are slight iterations but not exact. He says, "The Force will be with you always." He says, "The Force will be with you." And he says, "Remember, the Force will be with you always." But never the exact line, "May the Force be with you." At least not in the original trilogy. I think he does end up doing it in the prequel trilogy to write that. The one that always gets me may or may not be necessarily attributed to the Mandela effect, but there is a line of dialogue that Yoda says to Luke on Dagobah right before his Jedi training that always stuck with me. But I've always associated it in the wrong context my whole life. To set the scene, Yoda had just revealed to Luke that he is the Master Jedi, Yoda. After he had been toying with Luke in a comedic fashion in the past few scenes to test Luke's resolve, Luke is now getting impatient, and Yoda starts communing with the voice of deceased Master Obi-Wan Kenobi. Luke says that he's ready for the training, but Yoda says the following line: "This one, a long time have I watched. All his life has he looked away to the future. Never his mind on where he was, what he was doing." For one reason or another, I had always attributed this line of dialogue to be about Anakin, Luke's father. He too acted the same way Luke was. Bold, selfish, impulsive, not wanting to be held back, wanting to be something better in the future. So I had never realized until recently that this line was actually about Luke. Yoda had been watching Luke through the Force and saw how he was progressing from an infant to a teenager to an adult, and he wasn't impressed with what he saw. Obi-Wan had to plead and argue on Luke's behalf, well, even though he was dead, to earn Yoda's trust that Luke was deserving of the Jedi training, and deserving he was. I think one of the reasons that I had thought this way is because of the prequel trilogy. It added a lot more context, specifically around Anakin, and he acted the same way as Luke, so possibly that's why I was thinking that, but it's kind of interesting. So in closing, I hope you found this interesting. And I would ask you, do you have any strange misremembering memories from movies or from your life at all? Feel free to reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, or Parler at Conspiracy Force. I'd be very interested to hear what your thoughts are, if there's any other things that you've had noticed throughout your life that didn't end up actually being what you thought it was. So I'd be interested to know. So thank you. And in conclusion, may the Force be with you. The Force will be with you. Always.